تخن گام پرکی که ما میشه یود های آی می بفنه و پاشا یادو لخوت و تابعای سا بیادو. Somebody is standing inside a house that has a neck. One of his hands is outstretched to the outside. One of his hands is outside the house. He did not bring the hand into the house. And there are rings on the hand is outside the house. The dinit imshah kadashu is prized to males. If the person who enters this house that has a neck is in there, the amount of time it takes to eat a prized half amount that is needed for an Arab tchumah, which according to some Rishonim is the amount of 4 eggs, and according to other Rishonim is the amount of 3 eggs. In such a case, not only would he be tamei, but the rings on his hand that's outside the house would also be tamei. At the end of the day, anybody who enters the house that has a neger becomes tamei. But the clothing that is wearing and the rings on his fingers would only become tamei if it's in the house, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras. And the rings on the finger that's outside the house, even though those rings were never inside the house, they become tamei. Since he is tamei, as his body is entirely inside the house, besides the one hand that's outside the house, so everything he's wearing also becomes tummy if he's in there the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, even though those rings were never inside the house. Now, if those rings are inside his hand and not on his finger, instead, he's holding them in the palm of his hand, in such a case, as soon as he enters the house, he would become tummy along with the rings that are in the palm of his hand. They would become tummy immediately. As in such a case, he would not have to be there the amount of time it takes to eat a pras for those rings to become tummy. As only when the rings are on his finger do we say that the rings only become tummy when it's in there the amount of time it takes to eat a pras. But when the rings are not on his fingers, instead of holding them in the palm of his hand, those rings would become tummy immediately, even in such a case that the rings were not inside the house, they were inside his hand. That is outside the house. Let's say the person never entered the house. He was standing right outside the house that has a nega. And he stretched his hand inside the house. Only his hand is inside the house. And there are rings on the finger of the hand that's inside the house. Rabbi Yehuda mitamei miyad. Rabbi Yehuda holds in such a case, those rings would become tamei immediately. His hand would not have to be there the amount of time it takes to eat a pras for those rings to become tamei. Because in this case, since he himself did not enter the house, it's only the one hand that was inside the house, then those rings become tamei immediately. Chachamim disagree. They hold in this case also, the rings on his fingers would only become tummy if his hand is inside the house, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, the amount of time it takes to eat 3 or 4 eggs. As according to the Chachamim, even though he himself did not enter the house in this case, the rings on his fingers would have the same dip. Amru l'Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim brought a raya, a proof to their logic. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, Mayim bizmayim shekol gufo tummy. If in such a case that his whole body is tummy where he himself entered the house, as even though he himself becomes tummy immediately, but yet the clothing that he's wearing and the rings on his fingers only become tummy if he's in there the amount of time it takes to eat a pras. His mind chain called gufo tummy. Ain't no ding slow yitme as mashallah achiyisha kideh achilas pras. So certainly it should be a kavachomer. In such a case, that his body is not tummy, where he did not enter the house, so his body is not tummy. Certainly, the rings on his fingers should only become tummy if it's in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. As in a case where he himself becomes tummy immediately, yet we distinguish between he himself and the clothing that he is wearing and the rings on his finger. So certainly in a case where he himself is not tummy, we should say that the rings on his fingers should only become tummy if his hand is in there the amount of time it takes to eat a pras. Before I speak out what the rebuttal of Rabbi Yehuda to Chachamim is, Rabbi Yehuda responds to the Chachamim that sometimes we find that somebody who is tamei is more likely to protect the kalim, the clothing that he's wearing, from becoming tamei immediately than somebody who is tar. And the example that he gives is a Yisrael that enters the house and has a nega becomes tamei, yet the clothing that he's wearing does not become tamei immediately, only if it's in there the amount of time it takes to eat a pras. As opposed to a guy who enters the house that has a nega, the guy would not become tummy. He would remain tar. Yet, the clothing that he's wearing would become tummy immediately, even if the guy is not in there the amount of time it takes to eat a pot. So we see that the Yisrael who enters the house that has a nega, that he becomes tummy, yet the clothing that he's wearing does not become tummy immediately, while the guy who enters the house that has a nega, although he himself would not become tummy, the clothing that he's wearing becomes tummy immediately. So therefore, there is a precedent in such a case that a person who is tamei is more likely to protect the clothing that he's wearing than a person who is tar. So therefore, it makes sense to Rabbi Yehuda that when the person himself enters the house and has a nega, his clothing that is wearing would not become tummy immediately, while in such a case that he just stretched his hand into the house and has a nega, that he himself is tar, that the rings of that hand would become tummy immediately. A mitzvah that enters the house, somebody who has a nega and is tamei musba or tamei muchla, and he enters somebody's house, all kalim, all utensils, all objects that are inside the house would become tamei, even kalim that are high up near the ceiling. As a mitzvah is mitamei ba'os, mitamei anything underneath the same roof as the mitzvah, even kalim that are high above the mitzvah would become tamei from the mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Adal Dama. Rabbi Shimon says only kalim up to 4 amos off the ground would become tamei. Kalim that are higher than 4 amos off the ground would not become tamei from the mitzvah, even though they are underneath the same roof as the mitzvah. As according to Rabbi Shimon, since the average person, when he lifts up his hand over his head, his hands would be about 4 amos off the ground. So anything above 4 amos is considered a reshusa achriti, a different reshus, a different plane than the mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvah would not be mitamei kalim that are above 4 amos off the ground. Kalim miyad tmei, any utensil that is brought into a house that a mitzvah is inside that house, those kalim would become tamei immediately from the mitzvah. And since the mitzvah is mitamei anything that's underneath the same roof as the mitzvah, kalim that are brought into a house that a mitzvah is inside that house, those kalim would become tamei immediately. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Imshah Kidei Hadlakas Haner. Rabbi Yehuda says only if the mitzvah is inside the house, the amount of time it takes to light a candle, would the mitzvah be mitamei kalim that are underneath the same roof as the mitzvah. Now the Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Yehuda agreed that in such a case that the mitzvah had permission to enter the house, that his friend gave him permission to enter the house, in such a case the mitzvah would be mitamei the objects inside the house immediately upon entering the house. In such a case, he would agree with the Tanakh. When did Rabbi Huda say that the mitzvah is only mitamei the objects in the house? If it's in the amount of time it takes to light a nair, Rabbi Huda is talking about in such a case that the mitzvah entered his friend's house without his friend giving him permission to enter. And since the Torah said that a mitzvah is mitamei mushavo, the place where he is settled, the person who entered his friend's house without permission is not considered settled. So therefore, he is not mitamei the contents of the house, since his friend did not give him permission to be in his house. So therefore, since it's not Moshavu, it's not the settlement of the mitzvah, he can't be mitamei the object of the house. But if it's in there, the amount of time it takes to light and nair, and his friend during that time did not tell him to leave, so we assume his friend is allowing him to stay there, so therefore it would be considered Moshavu, and therefore, in such a case, the mitzvah would be mitamei the contents of his house, since he now has permission to remain in the house. But if the mitzvah is there less than the amount of time it takes to light a candle, even though his friend did not tell him to leave, we are thinking maybe his friend didn't tell him to leave because his friend is busy lighting a candle, and that's why his friend didn't get a chance yet to tell him to leave. And even during the day, when his friend is obviously not lighting a candle, since he don't need a candle during the day, the Chachamim did not distinguish between the day and night, and they said that if it's in there less than the amount of time it takes to light a candle, we cannot assume that because his friend did not tell him to leave, that his friend wants him to be there. Maybe his friend is busy lighting a candle, and that's why he didn't tell him to leave. But once the mitzvah is there, the amount of time it takes to light a candle, his friend still did not tell him to leave. We have to assume that his friend allows him to stay, so therefore it would be considered the moshavah, the settlement of the mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvah is mitamei the contents.